Though your sins be like crimson, though they be red like crimson, they shall be white, white as snow. This morning, every one of us either our life and our heart looks like this white napkin with red crimson stains of sin, or it looks like this white as snow. What does your heart look like this morning? Let's turn to that scripture in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 16. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. And plead for the widow. Come now. Come now, ye sinners. Come and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. You know, no amount of washing, no amount of human effort could make this white towel clean and cleansed from this red dye, red coloring that I'm placing upon it as an illustration of what sin does to the heart. Though your sin be as scarlet, the word used denotes a bright red color. And this color was obtained through a small insect that was found on the leaves of the oak in Spain and in the countries of the Mediterranean. And cotton cloth was dipped in this color twice, double dyed. This was a fixed color. Neither dew, nor rain, nor washing, nor usage would remove it. It was so deeply embedded into the wool that it was dyed that deep red. You could wash it. You could use it. It could be weathered. It could be sun-beaten, wind-driven. But it was still red. And you know, that's how sin is. It scars. It mars. It stains the life, the conscience. We speak of sin, of deep stain to the soul. People try through many human efforts to find a remedy for their sins. Some will crawl on their hands and knees for miles to do some sort of sacrifice. Make a trip to Mecca. Some will try all manners of reforming their lives. Try to do better. Try to stop from sinning, this awful stain of sin. This scarlet dye represents the ugliness of sin and how it gets a grip on the human heart. It enters into the very fabric of the human heart, into those fabrics of that woe, and it dyes it completely. No effort, no human effort, no external right, no amount of sacrifice, no tears, no prayers themselves are sufficient to take away sin. The sin stains and the guilty conscience are deep fixed in the heart, just as the scarlet color in that cloth that is dyed scarlet. I had the privilege of being in level 3 maximum security prison 2 weeks ago in South Carolina. The only prison in South Carolina that has death row, that houses the inmates of death row. And I had the privilege to enter in there through those many locked doors and share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with those inmates that are incarcerated there. We had the privilege to go on death row and share with those men on death row who are waiting for their appointed time of execution. And the Lord brought me across the path of a man whose name is Jimmy. Jimmy is now in a wheelchair. But Jimmy is a big man. And Jimmy shared with us some of his testimony as we were sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of Jesus Christ. And Jimmy is now a Christian. But Jimmy shared his testimony, and I want to share some of that with you. I wish Jimmy could be here to share it. He would do so much better than I ever can. As he sat there and shared his testimony, tears just streaming down his face, to understand and realize that though my sins be red as scarlet, and all those horrible sins that I committed, they're washed in the blood of Jesus, and my heart is clean today. And he was sitting there with tears streaming down his face, telling us his testimony. Jimmy went to maximum level 3 institution because of the nature and the seriousness of the crimes that he committed. And while he was there in prison, the gospel was being ministered to him from time to time. And while he was there in prison, he found Jesus as his Savior. And he experienced forgiveness and the cleansing blood of Jesus and his life and his heart to be washed and his sins washed away. And you know, the Bible says, he that's been forgiven much loveth much. Oh, Jimmy was just weeping as he was sharing of the cleansing blood of Christ in his life and how he's so unworthy to be a child of God. Then one day his wife comes in to visit him. And she's all bruised on her face, different wounds on her body. And he says, "What happened?" She said, "I've been abused. I've been forced. And I know who it is. But I'm going to let him go. I'm not going to press charges. I'm going to let it go." And Jimmy said, "Oh, that's not right. He said when a person violates and sins like that, they need to face the law, because it was the law and me facing my penalty for my crimes that brought me into this place. And here's where I found Christ. And he told his wife, you must press charges. And so she did. And long story short, this man was convicted of his crime and he was sentenced to prison. And so Jimmy, he has experienced the forgiveness and cleansing blood of the Lamb. His heart is now clean. But he is facing a war within his soul against this individual that forced his wife. And Jimmy says, I'd go out there on the yard where we were allowed to exercise, and I would walk that yard. And I would say, Lord, send this guy to Lieber Institute in South Carolina. Send this guy to Lieber. And at this time, Jimmy was not confined to a wheelchair. He was a strong 270-pound or so man, all muscle and feared. That's what he lived like before he was committed to prison, a feared man. So there he is in the wrestle of his soul. Lord, send this guy to Lieber and let me get my hands on him. And I'll take care of him once and for all. Just let me get my hands on him. And he's walking out there in the yard and he's praying to God. And he does this for days and weeks. But God begins to move in his heart and say, Jimmy, remember the crimes you committed. Remember those stains on your own heart and how I forgave you. Jimmy, I want you to forgive him. Release him. Forgive him. Jimmy began to lose the peace and the joy that he had in his Christian life as he kept wrestling, wanting to take revenge on this man. But finally one day, the grace of God flooded into his heart and he said, I just broke down and wept. And I said, yes, Lord. You've forgiven me so much. How could I hold this against this man? And his heart did a complete change, a complete 180. And he said, oh Lord, send him to Lieber so that I can tell him about the love of Jesus and how you can forgive and cleanse the vilest offender, the worst sinner. And you can take a life and make him clean and make him white as snow. Lord, send him to Lieber. And he prayed day after day, oh God, the great love wherewith you've loved me, the forgiveness that I've experienced in Christ Jesus, oh God, please let me share with this man the love of Jesus. Send him to Lieber. And God sent him to Lieber. They have different cell blocks there. They're divided. Those in cell block A and in cell block B cannot come together. They're kept separate so they can control the crowds better. But those in cell block A and cell block B, there was a place there where you could look through the glass and they could see each other. And if you shouted loud enough, you could maybe be heard. So one day, this man who committed this horrible crime against his wife shows up on the other side of the glass and he recognizes him. And so he says, are you who I think you are? And he said, the man's face just turned white, ashen white. Because at that time, Jimmy's not in a wheelchair. Jimmy is strong, big man. And he says, I'm Jimmy, the husband of... And this guy's just trembling on the other side of the glass. He said, I've been praying that God would send you to Lieber. And he said, I've been praying for a long time that God would send you to Lieber so I can get my hands on you. But he said, God changed my heart. And now I want to tell you that I forgive you for what you did to my wife. And I want to tell you about the love of Jesus. And God led those two together, finally gave him an opportunity to meet without through the glass. And Jimmy was able to lead this man to Christ and to salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ and to experience the forgiveness of sins. And this man whose life before looked just like this white napkin with all those crimson stains has now been washed in the blood, and now he is cleansed and clean and made white as snow. Hallelujah. Well, Jimmy has a heart attack. They gave him a very slim chance to survive an operation of a triple bypass surgery. And Jimmy's laying there before he goes into the operation. And he has learned there's another man at Lieber who is a serial murderer and violator. You know what I mean. I'm using careful language for our children's sake. He's a serial murderer and violator who has gotten away from the law for 20-some years. And he has multitudes of lives snuffed out behind him for his crime. And Jimmy finds out about this man that he's at Lieber on death row. So Jimmy's laying there, about to go into surgery, and he says to the Lord, "Lord, I'm ready to meet you. I know my sins are washed under the blood. I know that Jesus is my Savior. But Lord, if you let me live, please give me an opportunity to share with this serial criminal and share the love of Christ with him." And he went into surgery and said, "I didn't know if I'm going to meet my Lord Jesus or if I'm going to wake up back here in the prison." And sure enough, he woke up. He woke up there on this side. And so now his passion and his prayer was, "Lord, I want to share the gospel with this serial criminal of what you've done for me, you can do for him." And you know, you don't just go from cell block A to death row. It's not possible. You can't do that. If you could see the security of that place, it is amazing. Death row is a prison inside the prison. Even the walkway to get to death row is lined with 10-foot or 12-foot high chain link fence with razor wire around the top. And you go through, I don't know how many doors, where the controllers of the doors sit behind their glass, and the doors are electrically controlled and they open and close them. And you can only let so many people at a time, 5 people at a time into each different section to get through there. And then when you get into the death row area, you again go through doors. That's a whole separate building. Well, Jimmy is praying for a miracle, that God would grant him the opportunity to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with this serial criminal. And the Lord opens the door for Jimmy to meet with this serial criminal and share with him the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this serial criminal, he says, "For all the crimes that I've committed, for all the horrible sins that I've done, I just can't wrap my mind around it that I could be forgiven." And Jimmy's there sitting there telling us this with weeping. And he's sharing with this man the power of the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ to forgive sins. And this man is just in the wrestle of his soul, wanting to believe, is it possible? after I've snuffed out so many lives over so many years, is it possible that I could be forgiven? And Jimmy is sharing the gospel with this dear man. And finally, I think on the second time that he shared the gospel with him, this man found Jesus Christ as his Savior and experienced forgiveness. Jimmy said he just fell into my arms and wept. And just wept. And of course, as Jimmy is telling us this, there's tears streaming down his face. And he's saying, oh, the love of Jesus. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Oh, you just can't imagine the depth of the love and the mercy of God that He saved me, had mercy on my soul, and He allowed me to share the gospel with this serial criminal and saved him. Well, this criminal, this serial criminal, is sentenced to die. And his time is drawing near. And a few days before his execution on the electric chair, this man who's getting executed may ask for a few people to come see him yet, besides his attorney in his last days. And he asks for Jimmy to come. And Jimmy is granted access to him. And this serial criminal is in the agony and in the belly of the whale, just being flooded with doubts as to whether he could really be forgiven. And he's saying, oh, Jimmy, tell me again. Please, Jimmy, tell me. Can I be forgiven? Give me some sort of hope. Give me some sort of encouragement. And Jimmy was able to share with him from the Scriptures, share with him the truth of the gospel message of salvation in Jesus Christ. The truth that no matter how deep the sin that you've committed, no matter how crimson, no matter how deep the stain, the blood of Christ Jesus cleanses from all sin. And he's there sharing this with him again and again. And finally, this serial criminal again breaks through to the faith in Christ Jesus. Yes, I believe. And again, he said he just fell into my arms and wept like a baby. And a few days later, he died in the electric chair, executed for his crime. Well, maybe there's no serial criminal in our midst this morning. But I thought maybe there's someone here this morning, like this serial murderer, this serial criminal, who also struggles to believe. The blood of Christ Jesus cleanses from all sin. And when He washes our sins, He washes them totally away. And though our hearts and our lives have been stained and ruined by sin, oh, the blood of Jesus cleanses and washes and makes whiter than snow. Though your sin be red like crimson and scarlet down into the depth, and no amount of washing, no amount of human effort can wash away those sins. But oh, there's a remedy this morning, and it's the blood of Jesus to cleanse away all sin and take that heart and make it white as snow. Come now, let us reason together. What does your heart look like this morning? Is it white as snow, or is it stained with sin? I was so blessed with the songs today. Oh, hallelujah for the blood. Jimmy's still here, still sharing the love of Jesus, confined to his wheelchair since his surgery, since his heart surgery. But all the depth of the love of Jesus in this man's life. He wanted to sing with us. We had a guitar along that day. We went back to death row. He said, "Oh, please help me." He said, "One of you sing lead and I'll sing tenor." To one, oh no, because he lives, not one day at a time, but because he lives, I can face tomorrow. There was about four of us volunteers gathered around Jimmy in his wheelchair, and the crowd just kept getting bigger as he was sharing his testimony of other inmates gathering around. And we tried to sing because he lives, but you know, we were all breaking down with weeping. It was a divine moment there inside those bars where the glorious freedom and liberty in Christ Jesus was evident and manifest. And others were leaning in. Oh, could I be forgiven? I had so many sins. Oh, my sin, my sin. Turn with me to Psalm 51. Psalm 51. Dear sinner friend this morning, Jesus is inviting you to come. And like David in Psalm 51, cry out to Him. Though your sins be many, O God, have mercy upon me. According to Thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of Thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Look up here for a moment. Our transgressions. Maybe you said a lie here. Maybe you looked upon a woman with lust here. Oh, maybe there's this deep-seated pride here. And here's that rebellion. I will not surrender my will to God. Maybe here's a deep besetting sin that you just can't overcome. Lord, have mercy upon me according to the multitude of Thy tender mercies and blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Maybe you toss and turn at night as your sin again floods through your mind and your heart, and it's before you, and you're fighting and wrestling. Oh, I met a dear man there. He was about my age. And you know, most of the men there, they'll never see the other side of the fence. It's a level 3 security, highest level security prison there. I just prayed and said, "Lord, who do you want me to talk to now?" I had visited with a few men. We still had maybe 5-10 minutes in that cell block. And I look over across that open area between cell block A, cell block B. There's a pretty big open area there. And a man waves to me like this. So I go over to him. He said, "I was so afraid when you all walked in here. I ran to my room. I didn't want to talk to anybody. But," he said, "I just had to come out and see. There was a drawing in my heart. And," he said, "when I saw you across the room, I just felt I need to invite you to come over and talk to me." And so we went down to his little room there. They have individual cells. in that cell block. He said, I am so tormented by my crime. He said, I'll wake up at night, I have flashbacks. And it's like it just happened. And I wake up in a sweat. He said, I'm crying out to God, oh Lord. Can't you please take it away? And his question was, can I be forgiven? I took a man out over nothing. And if I could only go back and undo it, but I can't, can I be forgiven? So we just have a few minutes to share with him. I said, my dear friend, do you have a Bible? He said, I do. I said, do you read it? He said, I do. I said, have you ever given your life to Jesus Christ and repented of your sins? He said, I have. This man's broken in health. He's broken emotionally. He's tormented. So we take him to the Scriptures and we share with him the Scriptures of Christ's forgiveness. Oh, he said, I so want to believe it. He said, I do believe it. But yet, why these torments and these dreams? And so our time was so short there. I wished I could have had so much more time. But I quickly gave him some Scriptures. And then he wanted me to pray with him. I was able to pray with him. And I don't know how he's doing today, but I was able to share with him some Scriptures and pray with him. Now, maybe you're not in that extreme case. But maybe you're here today and your sin haunts you. There are spots of crimson on your heart and it haunts you. You know it. You know they're there. And you have not yet been washed in the blood. My sin is ever before me. Oh, like the psalmist David, come to Jesus and confess. He says, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. You know, no more arguing with God. No more wiggling around trying to justify my sin. God, you are right. Your voice is right and just. I have sinned. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts and in the hidden part. You see, that's what God's looking for. I can't see your heart this morning. My heart and your heart isn't on display this morning like this white napkin, where we can see those crimson stains. Oh, but God sees into the inward parts and He knows exactly what's in there. And God desires truth in the inward parts. Oh, how many try to reform the man from the outside. David cries out, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. He understood that when the Lord washes and cleanses and purges, then this scarlet stains that cannot be removed any other way, oh, they're going to be washed. And I shall be white. Whiter than snow. Sinner friend, this morning, Jesus Christ stands ready. And He is able to cleanse and to wash away all sin. Hide thy face from my sins. blot out all mine iniquities. Lord, blot out all mine iniquities. Not just some of them. Not just the worst ones, but Lord, all of them. Blot out all mine iniquities. My self-righteousness, my pride, my arrogance. Lord, cleanse me, wash me. Oh, that awful deep stain of immoral thoughts or actions. That secret sin that nobody else knows about. Pornography. Oh, what a blot. What an awful blot. Crimson stain of immorality and lust. Purge me with hyssop, O God. Purge through and through. Wash me, O Lord, and I shall be clean. Wash me and purge me, Lord, that crimson stain shall be washed and make me whiter than snow. Hide Thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Cast me not away from Thy presence, O Lord. You see, sin separates from God. Your iniquities and your sins stand between you and your God. David understood that. Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from Thy presence and take not Thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation, and uphold me with Thy free spirit. You know, we need a new creation. This towel is stained and blotted with crimson stains, and no amount of washing will cleanse this towel. Lord, create in me a clean heart. Lord, come in by the power of Your Spirit. Take out that sinful, stony heart stone and put Your heart of flesh in me and create in me a clean heart, O God. Make me new. Wash me. Transform my life. There is a remedy today, and it's the blood of Jesus. To cleanse and wash from all sin. O Lord, open my lips, and Thy mouth shall show forth Thy praise. For Thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, Thou wilt not despise. So I thought of two applications to the message this morning, and there may be more. But oh sinner friend, if you're here today and your life is blotted with sin and you're yet in your sin and uncleanness, the invitation is for you to come today and be washed. And then I thought of that serial criminal who's facing the electric chair And it's like there's a war for his soul. And he's wrestling with, could I really be forgiven? Maybe there's someone here today that you have a hard time believing that you're forgiven and your sins are washed away. You know, it happens to us throughout different times in our lives where we go through experiences of life. I heard a message where a brother was preaching on the eclipse of faith concerning Peter. And how that when Peter was in his darkest hour and all manner of thoughts and bombardments coming from either side, and Peter did the unthinkable. He denied the Lord Jesus. And sometimes we go through valleys, through trials in life, where it seems that all hell is breaking loose around us and all of our old sins come up before our face and we wrestle and we fight and we struggle and we feel condemned and we feel defeated and we wonder, are my sins really under the blood? And we cry out, oh God, remember not the sins of my youth. Lord, wash me, cleanse me. And sometimes we go through valleys and trials in life that we're shaken. But oh, when we look at Calvary, when we look at what Jesus did on Calvary's cross, and we take those wrestlings and those strivings to Calvary, and we remember, yes, hallelujah for the blood. Not by my own works, not by my own strivings, but oh, hallelujah for the cleansing blood. My sins are under the blood. Hallelujah, my sins are under the blood. And I bear that burden and that weight no more. And we need to go back to Calvary and to the finished work of Jesus. Oh, I dare not trust my sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name and on Christ, that solid rock, I stand. Well, I want to close this message this morning and just have us kneel together before God. But before we do, once again, I just ask you, my dear friends today, what does your heart look like? Are there blots of sin that are not washed in the blood? And there they are, red like crimson. It's before you. Oh, Jesus invites you to come. To come to Him. Though your sins be red like crimson, there's a remedy in Jesus to wash your sins away to where shall be whiter than snow. You know, you look around outside and you see the whiteness of the snow. Oh, Jesus can do that to every sinful heart under the sound of my voice this morning. And wash you and make you clean. Hallelujah. Let's kneel together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to You, Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, that anyone here under the sound of our voice today, Lord, whose heart is unclean, crimson stains of sin, oh, Jesus, Father in heaven, would You draw them by your love, by your grace, that they may lay hold of the promise of God, that though your sins be red like scarlet, though they be like crimson, they shall be white as snow. O Father in heaven. Lord, also for us who have believed and are believing, Lord, and trusting and relying upon You, Lord. O Father, if there's anyone that's struggling, Lord, in the valley, hearing the voices of the accuser of their old sins being thrown up in their face, O God, speak peace to them. Help them to apply the Word of God by faith to their hearts and stand secure on Christ Jesus, a solid rock. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank You that You shed Your blood on Calvary's cross, that our sin stains like crimson and red can be washed away, covered by the blood. Thank You, Jesus. Bless this congregation. Thank You for each one. O God, we love You. We thank You for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope this message has blessed you. If you would like additional messages, please visit our website at ccfsermons.org. Call us at 855-55-CHARITY or write to us at Charity Christian Fellowship, 59 South Groffdale Road, Leola, PA, 17540. This ministry is supported by your donations. May Jesus Christ be Lord of all.